Good evening. I'm Charlie Brogan, welcoming you to a special broadcast of the lighting of the state Christmas tree, presented by KFOR and Black Hills Energy. Earlier this afternoon, a standing room only crowd was on hand at the rotunda of the state capitol for the ceremony. It was the 71st year that the program was planned and presented by Pinewood Bowl Incorporated. Music was provided by the Handbell Choir of Concordia University. The national anthem was sung by Harrison Bow, Michaela Boone, Alicia Gottwald, and Jacob Mason, students at Norris High School. The invocation and benediction were given by Pastor Tom Barber of the People City Mission. Musical entertainment was also provided by the Waverly Singers and Inspiration Middle School Show Choir and the Lincoln Public Schools All-City Girls Chorus. Now we invite you to enjoy the music and inspirational comments of the official Nebraska State Christmas tree lighting.
Merry Christmas and welcome to the lighting of the Nebraska State Christmas tree. I'm Charlie Brogan. We're here to celebrate this festive season and the love and the hope it represents. In just a while, we'll be lighting this magnificent tree, but before we do, we're going to enjoy some warm-hearted music, hear some inspiring words to help focus our attention on the holidays to come. First, however, we will call on Harrison Bow, Michaela Boone, Alicia Gottwald, and Jacob Mason of Norris High School for the Star Spangled Banner.
Can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming? Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the
Now for our invocation, we'll call on Pastor Tom Barber of the People City Mission.
That was great, wasn't it? Wow. That was wonderful. Would you bow with me in prayer as we open this? Dear Lord, as we gather this morning, we ask you to fill us with a spirit of kindness. May the message of love and mercy, proclaimed by prophets and saints throughout the ages, encourage us to embrace all that is good and beautiful and true. Lord, we ask you to bless those that are come see this Christmas tree. And Father, we just ask that a spirit of love would permeate all of us so that, Lord, as we leave, our lives will reflect what the spirit of Christmas is all about. We also ask you to bless our servicemen and women who now stand in harm's way for the sake of our freedom. And we ask all this in your most holy name. Amen.
For those of you who have attended past celebrations, number one, you'll notice it's a little cozier, and we appreciate you being comfortable as possible there. Also, the tree looks a little bit different this year. First Lady Suzanne Shore wanted to continue the celebration of our state's sesquicentennial and put out a call for Nebraska artists to create designs representing Nebraska's agricultural, natural, and social history. Next Era sponsored the project, and Nebraska's artistic community responded with the 169 beautiful ornaments you see hanging on the tree today. Those ornaments have been photographed, and a good thing because it's a little hard to see the ones up in the air, of course, but they, along with the artist's statements explaining the concept behind each one of them, will be posted on the state website, nebraska.gov, shortly after Christmas. Also, we want to note the tree itself. Every year, one or more Nebraska families notifies the Capitol that they have a tree available. This year's tree was donated by Ron and Catherine Benson of St. Edward, and they're right up here. We'd like to have them stand and recognize them as well. It's a beautiful tree. It came a long ways, and we also want to recognize the Capitol staff that, believe it or not, got it in that door right down at the end of the hall. Every year they pull off that miracle. In just a moment, we'll have some more music. We want to welcome the Waverly Singers, the Inspiration Middle School Show Choir, Rachel Kornfeld, their director, and Wanda Mandigo, their accompanist. Are we ready? All right. Let's enjoy.
I wish you starlight on fields of snow, the winter's morning light and evening's glow. I wish you candles that shine from every tree, so all the world can see the light that there could be. I wish you music, I wish you song, with voices echoing, joyous and strong. I wish you church bells ringing true and clear. I wish you Christmas, a merry Christmas, a merry Christmas to remember all the year.
Old friends smiling, thinking of times gone by. Thank you.
wish you music, I wish you song, I wish you harmony your whole life long. The warmth of memories that long remain. I wish you Christmas, a merry Christmas, and may God bless you till we all shall meet
Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We are enjoying the hospitality of the state. We're enjoying this in the state capitol. And, of course, this is the official state Christmas tree. Our host organization today, however, is not the state of Nebraska. It is Pinewood Bowl Incorporated, a group that has sponsored this event, the lighting of the state Christmas tree, for now the 71st year. Here to give you an official welcome on behalf of Pinewood Bowl Incorporated, Chris Goforth.
Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you so much for coming out today. As Charlie said, my name is Chris Goforth. I am a member of the board of directors for Pinewood Bowl Incorporated. And on behalf of myself, along with the other members of the board, we'd like to welcome you to the 2018 Capitol Tree Lighting Ceremony. As Charlie said, it's been our honor and privilege to be a part of this event for now 71 years. Our history with the Capitol actually dates further than that, back to 1941, when we were a group of volunteer singers that would put on what were called Sing Fests on the steps of the Capitol, many times to thousands of people. Thankfully, now we've moved it indoors. At this time, we'd like to thank everybody who made an event like this possible. It takes a lot of parts to come together, especially those from across the area to entertain us today, including the Concordia Handbell Choir and director Jessica Kite. We'll hear more music from them coming up. Also to Harrison Bow, Michaela Boone, Alicia Gottwald, and Jacob Mason from Norris High School for the singing of our national anthem. The Waverly Singers, who we just heard under the direction of Rachel Kornfeld and accompanist Wanda Mandingo. And also coming up, the Lincoln Public Schools All-City Girls Choir will be joining us with directors Wes Hansmeyer and Hannah Lambert with accompanist Jana Gormley. Our Master of Ceremonies, thanks to him, Charlie Brogan, and also KFOR FM 103.3 and 1240 AM, who are broadcasting this ceremony on the air and also on their website for the entire state to enjoy. We'd like to say a special thank you to Pastor Tom Barber from the Lincoln People City Mission for delivering today's invocation. Ellen Collins of Pinewood Bowl Incorporated has been integral in planning this event with the Nebraska State Capitol staff, so a special thank you to her as well. Also to the folks at Alpha Media, including Vicki Marker for the program. Augustum's Printing donated the programs today, so it was one of those items that we can continue to offer this event free by them providing that free of charge. Also again, special thank you to Ron and Catherine Benson of St. Edward, Nebraska for donating this beautiful tree. Thank you. And also, last but not least, a special thank you to our special guests, Governor Pete Ricketts and First Lady Suzanne Shore. Thank you for being here. The tree lighting ceremony is only one of the many events that we at Pinewood Bowl Incorporated sponsor every year. Most of you are probably familiar with the summer musicals that we produce every year at Pinewood Bowl out at Pioneers Park. And a couple of nods and smiles tell me that some of you have enjoyed a show out at Pioneers Park. We produced our first show out there in 1949. We've done many great productions, including Hairspray, Shrek the Musical, 42nd Street, Disney's The Little Mermaid, just to name a few. And last year, thousands of people saw our production of Legally Blonde, the musical. This summer marks our 70th anniversary at the Bowl, and we are very excited to be bringing you Disney's Beauty and the Beast, and we certainly hope that you'll be able to make it, and some of you possibly even auditioning for the show. If you'd like to stay up to date with the latest news that we have happening, please follow us on Facebook. You can also sign up for our e-newsletter at pinewoodbowl.org. But today is all about celebrating a wondrous season that brings out the best in all of us. And coming up, we will enjoy some beautiful music from the Lincoln Public Schools All-City Girls Choir. Governor Pete Ricketts will share his holiday message. And after the lighting of the tree is where you come in. As we do every year and has become tradition, we'll all sing along to our favorite Christmas carols. At this time, though, we'd like to welcome back the Concordia Handbell Choir for another performance. Thank you. Honorable Pete Ricketts, Governor of the great state of Nebraska. Governor Ricketts is the 40th governor of our state. Please help me welcome Governor Ricketts and First Lady Suzanne Schor.
Well, welcome everybody to our 71st annual Christmas tree lighting and Merry Christmas. I'd like to start by thanking the folks as well. Chris, appreciate you and Pinewood Bowl, Inc. for organizing this. Pastor Tom, thank you for being here for our invocation. Charlie, as well as our MC. Ron and Kathy, thank you very much for donating the tree. And Ron, thank you very much for your service. Appreciate that. So you're wearing the Navy cap there. And thank you all for attending here this afternoon. This has become a great tradition here in Nebraska. And it comes at the time of Advent. Now, Advent is a Latin word meaning coming, and that implies a certain level of preparation. And of course, we all know right now we're going through that preparation, right? People are buying gifts, they're preparing foods, cleaning up the house, getting it ready maybe to entertain guests. And those are all certainly very important for this time of year and the season. But that's not what the season is about. Season really isn't about those physical gifts that we're going to give to each other, even though that, of course, is part of the season and important. It really is much deeper than that. It goes back to when the prophet Isaiah said, "Make straight the paths of the Lord." Or John the Baptist said, "Repent, the kingdom of heaven is at hand." It's about the coming of our Savior to save the world. Christ came and died for us. And this time of preparation, where we're preparing all these things, should also be a time where we're preparing our hearts. What are we doing to make sure we are in the Spirit by serving the people in our community who need our help, by loving those people who need our love? Because that is what the Spirit is about. As Mother Teresa said, at this Christmas, when Christ comes, will he find a warm heart? Are we preparing our hearts to welcome that grace from God? Are we preparing our hearts for the season? Are we using that grace to go out and serve the people in our community who need our help, whether it's at the People's City Mission or maybe just helping out a neighbor? That is the real season of Christmas. And that's what we all should be about at this time of year. Preparing our hearts and serving our fellow citizens. And one of the groups of people that we want to especially remember this time of year are our men and women who put on the uniform to defend our freedoms. They sacrifice quite a bit to protect us. As John F. Kennedy said half a century ago, a nation reveals itself not only by the men it produces, but by the men it honors, the men it remembers. So at this time of year, I'd ask all of you to keep in your prayers and remember the men and women who put on that uniform to protect us. They sacrificed much so that we can have our freedoms and liberties here. And then finally, of course, today is a special occasion from the standpoint that not only are we celebrating the 71st anniversary of this occasion, and we have our new tree donated by Ron and Kathy, but we have new ornaments this year. You may have noticed that we've got these new ornaments that are in the shape of Nebraska, all of them. As Charlie was saying, 169. And they reflect our state, our agricultural heritage, the natural beauty we have in our state, our diversity, our history. See, there's a mammoth up there. There's landmarks you would recognize, like Carhenge. There's Carhenge up there. Chief Standing Bear is up there, acknowledging Nebraska's role in the civil rights movement from over a century ago. All those are reflective of our state. And this is the first year we have that. And so I'd like to thank my wife, Suzanne Shore, our First Lady, who worked with NextEra to be able to, NextEra was a sponsor to help create them, but my wife helped organize all this. So I think that it's appropriate to give her and everybody, all the artists who worked on these beautiful ornaments, a round of applause, please. These ornaments will serve to remind us all that we have in common here in the state of Nebraska, and it's a very beautiful addition to our rotunda here. Well, again, thank you all very much for coming out here this afternoon. I hope that you have a wonderful holiday season. Merry Christmas. I hope that you have a joyous and blessed New Year. God bless you all, and God bless the great state of Nebraska.
Thank you, Governor. And behind us, coming to the stage now, is the Lincoln Public Schools All-City Girls Chorus. And as they're making their way to the risers, I'll remind you of another thing. We're, of course, enjoying this in person here. But some of you may want to hear it again. I see some of you with the cameras recording. There's another way also to keep an audio recording of this. And that is that we are recording this right now as it's going on. And a little while later, at 7 o'clock tonight, it's going to be rebroadcast on KFOR Radio here in Lincoln. Now, that's here in Lincoln on 1240 on 103.3 FM. But also, if you want to call Grandma and Grandpa or somebody else or let them know really anywhere around the world, it's also going to be streamed at that time at KFORnow.com. That's KFORnow.com. It's the website of the radio station. And it's also going to be on a podcast. That podcast will be mounted on the same website, KFORnow.com, and it'll be there for some time, and you can download it or do what you want. Send somebody a recording of it, a CD or a memory stick as well. So that's going to be available to you, and we're glad to do that and just to extend the joy of this event a little more. So now, are we ready? Okay, please enjoy and welcome with me the Lincoln Public Schools All-City Girls Chorus under the direction of Wes Hansemeyer.
Make a joyful holiday.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is the time we've been waiting for, but first of all, I have to point out that our governor is a very, very skilled man. He's demonstrated in office that he can do many, many things. But there is one thing that he cannot do by himself. He needs help. He is not able to light a Christmas tree himself. The only way that he can do that is with the assistance of some children. So I'd like to invite all the children that want to come up here and can fit in the area up here to come up and help the governor to get the lighting done. Let's have all the volunteers we can.
At this point, Governor Pete Ricketts has seated himself on the front of the stage. Children from all over the rotunda are making their way forward to join him. They're gathering around, finding places to sit on the floor and on the riser. In his hand, Governor Ricketts holds a small fob with a switch, which he and the children will push together to light the tree. He's encouraging the children to come in close, place their hands on top of his, and you're doing so now. The governor is instructing the children to get ready, to prepare for a 1-2-3 countdown, after which they'll push the button together and light the tree.
All right, now we'd like to have all of you join us and sing some of our favorite Christmas carols.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You all deserve that. That was great. But let's also recognize our accompanist, Jana Gormley. Now, for our benediction, once again, we'll call on Pastor Tom Barber of the Lincoln People City Mission.
Thank you, Charlie. You guys sounded so good, I think we should take you on the road. What do you think? Let's pray. May the Lord bless this tree and all who come to see it. May His peace fill this place. May His love fill our hearts. May His joy sustain us, and may His light shine throughout the world, now and forevermore. Amen. Amen. God bless you guys.
Thank you all. Merry Christmas, and God bless you.
You've been listening to a special broadcast of the lighting of the Nebraska State Christmas Tree, recorded Sunday afternoon, December 9th, in the rotunda of the state capitol, presented by KFOR and Black Hills Energy, improving life with energy. I'm Charlie Brogan. Thanks for listening, and Merry Christmas.